This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of and the big manager at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the industry Bible. People go to Talkers at Talkers.com every week to see this list, among other things, the stories, top people, list of 10 on each category. Michael works with his staff to review what's going on hundreds of stations around the country with hundreds of hosts. It's a big deal. And he's capable. He's a big deal. No small talk here. This is big time stuff. And your being here, Michael, is a big deal.
Wow. I want you to know that. Makes me feel good about, making the effort.
Yeah.
Big. Right. Everything we do is big. I got to tell you, we have a big story this week. We have what we call a tsunami story, one that just washes across the beach of conversation, if you will, and just dominates it. The shootings in El Paso and Dayton just totally obliterated everything else in terms of news talk radio, which is the primary venue that we explore for this list. So,
right.
So let me give you what we have. A lot of these topics they blend into each other. So it's not easy. This is as much art as it is science, because it's conversation. And conversation, as you say, is like a tree. It has lots of branches. So let's go from number 10 to number 1 on the story survey. At number 10 we have conversation about video game and entertainment industry violence. At number 9, the changes of the governorship of Puerto Rico. At number 8, we have U.S.-Iran tensions. At number 7, we have a couple of incidents that were extraordinarily indicative of the times and the tension. We have the USA Today evacuation. People thought there was a gunman there. And panic in Times Square. I don't even know what to begin to talk about. A motorcycle.
Broadway shows being canceled because of a
motorcycle. But people were banging on the doors. Can you imagine being in the middle of a Broadway show, in the middle of that, fantasy, and all of a sudden crowds are banging on the door of the theater? Can you imagine what that must have felt like to the actors and to the people in the theater? And people are falling to the ground, and you think the worst. And a lot of these people are tourists, so it's like, oh boy. At number 6, we have immigration reform, race relations, and the great author Toni Morrison passed away, which is a terrible time for one of the great black writers in America to die. Because race relations is such a heated topic this week. Yeah. At number 5, we have the 2020 presidential race. At number 4, we have the U.S.-China trade war, stock market fluctuations, the protests in Hong Kong. Number 3, Trump's visits to Dayton and El Paso this past week. Number 2, calls for gun control legislation and a new term in our lexicon, red flag laws. And let us not forget, also at number 2, is discussion about all the violence, the gun violence that took place in Chicago, same day as the shootings. And number 1, of course, the El Paso Dayton mass shootings. The people on our survey, we have a lot of people squeezing into the top 10 slots. There's more than 10 people. At number 10, we have Toni Morrison and the new governor of Puerto Rico, Wanda Vazquez. At number 9, Greg Abbott and Dee Margo from Texas, the governor and the El Paso mayor. We have the mayor and the governor in Ohio, Nan Whaley and Mike DeWine at number 8. At number 7, Patrick Crucius and Connor Betts, the gunman. Number 6, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Elijah Cummings. At number 5, Mitch McConnell and Mike Pence. At number 4, the squad, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Presley, and Ilhan Omar. We have at number 3, Marianne Williamson, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and Pete Buttigieg. The reason we have Marianne Williamson at the beginning of that is she really was a big part of the conversation this week. It seems that even though people don't really give her much of a chance of being president, people are not laughing at her as much as they did. She's got a very important message.
People who laugh at her are ignorant.
Yes, they really are. She's a heck of, she's a heck of a woman, and very, very, very outstanding speaker and intellect and
important message.
Yeah, yeah, no question about it. She has my respect. At number two, Joe Biden. Beto O'Rourke got himself into the conversation, the El Paso connection, and being one of the first people to blame Donald Trump for everything that's wrong in the world. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren at number two, and Donald Trump is at number one. And that's the best we can do in a very, very, you know, muddy water of conversation in terms of categorizing topics and people.
Did you see that Bill O'Reilly said on his program that he might vote for Joe Biden? But the pot, how that really is a pot to be stirred.
Well, I was on the radio. I've been doing a lot of radio work this week, which has helped me gain insight into this. And,
sure.
And a Trump fan said, I have a lot of problems with Trump. But who the hell would I vote for? You know, because they want Trump because of the policies that Trump has enacted, mm-hmm. many things. But Trump's behavior, his demeanor, his contribution to the strife.
Absolutely.
Who do I vote for? And I'm saying to myself, the only one I could think of for somebody in that situation who's a fan of Donald Trump but is troubled by his demeanor and wants to know who else is there, believe it or not, I said, you'd vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the closest thing to Donald Trump that we have.
Except he's a gentleman. And that's where I am as well. I don't like all the stuff that Trump has done, but I do like many. He's decimated the American farmer, the family farmer. The farmers' lives are being ruined by his policies, and I can't swallow that because of my other role as a farmer. But I look at Joe Biden and I think, you know, he sticks his foot in his mouth all the time, but that's part of who he is. In terms of whether he's even-handed, can he put together a group of people, a coalition that might bring some changes or follow up on some of the things that Trump has done that is beneficial? It just, you know, you get down to the brass tacks of it, and you're right. Now, all these other people, Bernie Sanders this week said that he would unlock the files on UFOs. That was probably the biggest thing he said all week long, at least from my point of view. Every president that I can remember, how long does it go back, Michael, to people saying, oh, yeah, as soon as I get, but Trump said it. As soon as I get into office, I'm going to tell you the real story about Area 51. Not a peep since then.
Yeah, well,
not a peep. Huh? Bernie Sanders says UFOs.
He's looking for a new issue.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's really
Al Capone's secret stash.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember that?
Did he really use a baseball bat? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so we've got lots of things. The talk tree would, as you've suggested, bring us around to thinking that of all of the top three items, they all kind of blend in together. And then there are tremendous, the branches of the tree go into various areas, tremendous other items to talk about as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from Michael Harrison's perspective as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, a great American story. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to the people who listen to my programs. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products now if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials. You can save up to 50% on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and just a whole lot more. For example, I got one here, the body pillow, usually $89.99. With the promo code DJV, it's $29. Imagine that, a $60 savings on one of the greatest, the best-selling MyPillows there is. MyPillow.com, regular pillow, body pillow, $89, but now with the code DJV, $29. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% including with the body pillow. That's a $29 deal, usually $89. Enter the promo code DJV. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Great specials at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow, the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. The stories that we are all concerned about. I thought it was interesting on Monday on my DJV program. I went right to, or we all of us on the program, went right to the Chicago story because there was so much focus on El Paso and Dayton, but yet another weekend in Chicago saw more people killed there in that city than in both the incidents together in El Paso and Dayton. Yet nobody talks about that, it would seem, and how many other killings there are every week in this country. And thus the reason for many countries, Michael, issuing a warning this week to travelers, to tourists who would come to America. Be prepared, be careful, and in some instances, don't go. So one wonders what this is going to do, never mind all the ancillary things, but the business of our country having this reputation. And, you know, you expect countries like Venezuela, that doesn't like us anyway, to say, don't go to America. But some of our friends, the European connection to most every country has been shaken by this. And there are warnings from most of these governments and all around the world. Don't go to America. Or if you do, have your eyes wide open because there's a chance it could be something that may harm you going on. And this is
statistically that is really out of whack. But
yeah,
it's very much like what we used to deal with when we went to Israel. You know,
yep.
One of the safest places in the world, but it had the reputation for being terribly dangerous. Because it's the emotional nature of the violence, not necessarily the actual numbers.
And then all the attention to gun ownership, gun control. How many of us have seen the picture of the man who walked into a Walmart, said he was looking for something that would kill 200 people? This from, you know, after what went on, some Walmart in Texas someplace. And then they identified this guy. I meant Florida. You look at this stuff and you think, have we gone crazy? Are we going nuts? Why would somebody go into a Walmart and say, I want a gun that will kill 200 people? They got the guy on video, but... Yeah,
there's no question mental illness is a factor in this mix.
Oh, my God.
All the factors are small factors that add up to a big problem as opposed to one problem.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 21 past the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The stories, the people, the focus on the air, and much of it this week, as we have acknowledged in the top three items, the shootings in Dayton and El Paso. But then there was another incident, but it wasn't gun violence, it was a stabbing, or actually four people got stabbed in California, I think Monday or Tuesday of this week, and this is a random sort of thing. Nobody knows why the guy did it. Some of the people in authorities say he was full of hate. You look at some of the postings he has online, and that's another thing, Michael. Much of this stuff now is perpetrated, and the excuse that's given is that people are whipped up by whatever social media they may be influenced by. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. This, what was it, 8-something or other, the site that was just full of
8chan.
Yeah, right. So, you know, you think about that, and you think about the power that social media has. I was reading a story about this guy, Jack Dorsey, I think is his name, who runs, he's the CEO of Twitter, and how much influence he has. Somebody suggested that he has the power to destroy the world, or Western democracy anyway. I don't know, you know, that seems a little over the top, but he's been at this since he was 19. Dorsey's 42 now. He's made billions of dollars on Twitter, and he seems to be a rather strange dude. And so could somebody like that who decided, I think that's the real danger with all of this. These devices, people that are so involved with watching them, reading them, being around them, having to have them, and what influence a few people could have on changing the minds of millions and millions and millions of people. I think it's very dangerous.
Well, so media is dangerous. I mean, any media is dangerous. You know, the old NBC, CBS, ABC.
Are we dangerous? Are you and I dangerous? Where?
Everybody who has a microphone, anybody who has a soapbox is dangerous. Free speech is dangerous. It's untidy, it's messy, and it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's not a clean, neat affair, but it's vital to freedom. Freedom is dangerous. People are dangerous. So we have to learn how to live in an atmosphere of danger.
But why now?
Because it's exaggerated, it's enhanced, it's taken a giant step forward in terms of evolution. The technology has never been as keen as it is today, and thus all of the dangers that come with communication, that come with proselytization, are being enhanced, and we have to get used to it. We certainly cannot engage in the kind of censorship that'll curtail free speech. We have to learn how to adjust our rules, our norms, our principles, our customs to this new reality in which we are not only finding ourselves, but into which we are getting deeper and deeper. This is just the beginning. It's going to be so far beyond
what's the
what
picture
we're
like
now.
In 50, 60 years. What's the picture in your mind?
Say that again.
Your picture, let's fast forward 40, 50, 60 years. What's the picture look like then?
We're so plugged into each other, so entangled in terms of our minds, that we won't even know our own thoughts from other people's thoughts. The merger of biology with artificial intelligence, we're all going to become the robots that we fear. And we have to be very careful
that we're able to maintain robots now. We're like zombies with all these damn devices.
Yeah, but beyond that, we have to learn how to deal with being individuals within a system that creates a hive mentality. Mm-hmm. We have to be very careful not to become like the ants or the bees.
Mm-hmm. The worker bees. All right, interesting, penetrating food for thought. 28 after on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Six of seven Mississippi chicken processing plants raided were willfully and unlawfully employing people who lacked authorization to work in the United States, including workers wearing electronic monitoring bracelets at work for previous immigration violations, according to court documents. Federal investigators behind the biggest immigration raid in over a decade relied on confidential informers inside the plants in addition to data from the monitoring bracelets to help make their case. Officials arrested 680 people during Wednesday's operation. Three Democratic congressmen on Friday demanded that the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice produce more information. They want to know the cost of the raids, whether employers faced criminal charges, and whether any U.S. citizens were detained, and how many parents were separated from children, and whether any still remain separated. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Keeping on track with what's going on in the world of news talk radio. This is our weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're delving into the different things that are part of the top three stories more than anything else. Normally we spend a lot of time around, bounce around with Michael, and we'll take a, number seven, too, looking at the list, top three plus that, usually. And the other thing, Iran, I mean, nobody's talking about any of this stuff, even though it is very important. I think, frankly, number 10, Michael, and again, folks, those of you who'd like to keep up with the list itself, go to talkers.com. You'll find the stories and the people listed every week that comes as a result of the research there. So the video game, the violence, the discussion of that, I believe, from my perspective anyway, and how I handle it on the air, was a very important cog in the wheel of these discussions. And the influence of big money, certainly the entertainment world controls lots of discretionary spending in our country, and they make a lot of dough, all these big companies, and they don't want to see. And they'll argue, oh, no, it's not that. You can see a lot of normal people who play the games. That's not the point, or at least it isn't with me. What about with you?
I have mixed feelings about it. I do believe that our culture influences our behavior. So the amount of violence in our culture, it troubles me on a certain level. But on another level, studying this all my life, being interested in media and entertainment, and reading a number of studies on this, some people actually believe violence in entertainment is a safety valve to keep people from enacting violence in real life.
Dig into that a little bit more. That's a very interesting theory.
If suddenly violence were quelled and you're not allowed to engage in violent, there are no violent movies, there's no violent sports, there's no violent video games, violence is now politically incorrect, it might cause some people to take that energy out on other people in real life, that it is a safety factor. There are people who believe that, and it might be true to a certain degree. Of course, everything has its exceptions, and the problem with this gun violence is that it's always a matter of exceptions. It's always a matter of that lone maniac, that lone brooder, that person who's bullied in school, that person who's angry at society, that person who's not wired correctly, that person who's strung out on opioids or any number of chemicals. There's so many things, but the average person doesn't fall victim to those things and just blows it off and lives with it. And, I mean, you and I grew up with violence. There was Look at the cartoons that we used to watch when we were kids.
Right.
Papa used to beat the living daylights.
Right.
Bugs Bunny cartoons, they'd blow each other up.
Yeah.
It was amazing. If you go back to YouTube and look at the Mouseketeers in the Annette Funicello era, when you and I were little kids, they wear guns. They had a holster and guns.
Yeah,
and the guns had caps in them, which is gunpowder that would blow up.
Yeah, how many of us shot those caps? The whole business about having a gun in a holster. And we wanted to emulate the Lone Ranger.
Right. We never had discussions about it. I remember when I got into my teen years, there were some people would say, I don't allow my child to play with guns. Even if it's a stick, I think it's bad. That didn't come till I was already grown up. When I was a kid, it wasn't even thought of. Yeah, kids played with guns. If you went to a toy store, one of the main lines of toys were guns for children when the post-war baby boomers were kids. Well, I mean, little kids. And so I don't know. Then you often hear people say, well, I did that when I was a kid, and it didn't affect us in any way.
We
grew up all right, but did we? The question is, are we all right?
Are we normal?
Exactly. Yeah. Didn't hurt me.
Really? Have you looked in the mirror lately? All right. So, meanwhile, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the president wants an outcome on gun legislation. And so, even though they're on recess, says the Senate will consider gun background checks in some new legislation. We got a lot of legislation. And I'm not sure a lot of people are paying attention to the legislation or the laws that are on the books already. But do we need to have stiffer gun background checks? And it's all so hazy.
Well, Second Amendment fans are certainly concerned.
Yeah.
Then they're the extremists who believe that the Democrats are hell-bent on getting rid of the Second Amendment completely, which I personally don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe it'll happen. But there's that type of fear being stoked in the political conversation. You've got people, you know, like Elizabeth Warren and AOC out there, gotta get rid of guns. And then you have people who say, if these people get in power, the state's going to take away all our rights. We're not going to have any guns. We won't be able to protect ourselves. So those are the extreme ends of an argument that I really feel is healthier solved in the middle, not on the ends.
So then there's the ancillary. Again, I go to the talk tree and the things that come out. Would we know about this home in Sterling, Ohio that was torched? An interracial couple lived together and they bought a house together, and police there have found a swastika and anti-black spray paint all over the side of the house, that kind of stuff. Would we be talking about that in light of what has happened here? And then the story from Illinois this week, where a police officer went into a home and shot a 12-year-old in his bed because he had an assault rifle, and somebody's, I mean, what is this stuff? What in the world is going on? We seem to find things like this and they come to the surface of conversation, but in my everyday life, Michael, I don't talk about this stuff with my friends. When I'm on the farm, I'm talking about stuff on the farm, and you and I, when we have conversations, we don't talk about this stuff. When we have phone conversations, we talk about your wife, or, you know, where are we going for dinner, or or, you know,
where,
what are we,
where are you and my wife going to dinner? And, you know,
yes, right. Where are?
No, no. In all seriousness, you and I have a vent. We have platforms where we talk about this stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, if we walked around talking about this stuff all the time, we would be one-dimensional. But I do believe there are many people that are obsessed with this stuff and talk about it all the time.
They are.
Then
yeah.
There are people that talk about it in a healthy way. But I think the vast majority of people in the United States not only don't talk about it, they don't think about it, and they don't know about it. If you were to go out to like one of the malls, in a suburban mall in anywhere USA, mm-hmm. and survey the first 100 people, let's give kids a break, 100 adults, how many of them do you think would have heard that there were shootings last weekend in America that everybody's talking about? What percentage of the 100 do you think would actually even know it happened?
80.
80% you think would know?
Yep.
All right. Well,
you?
I think that's high. I think about maybe 40%.
No.
Really? Yeah, I think. But that's just my own opinion. It's hard to really get down to really dependable, quantifiable metrics on that. But the fact of the matter is, I think that most people are oblivious to who their congressman is, who their mayor is.
Oh, I think that's true. Yeah, I do think that's true. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that people follow the news, and I think the most alarming thing about social media that we talked about earlier is that it is the primary source of news for many people. They mm-hmm. actually get their news from their crazy friends, as opposed to from the crazy media that's pandering to them.
Wait a minute, you and I are friends. Are we crazy? What is going on here?
We're all crazy. Well, that's also another. Well, the mental issue.
Still crazy after all these years.
You're making a joke, but the fact of the matter is that I think that it's a normal part of the human condition to be somewhat crazy. I think that we're such a complicated machine, the human brain and the spirit and the mind and all this stuff and the stress that we face. I think that it's a work in progress. And that there are a lot of bugs to be worked
on. I want to talk to your son, Matthew, about this. I was just thinking about my daughter saying, Daddy, you're so strange.
She's I can imagine what it's like growing up with you as a father.
Oh, my God. Well, my two children are great contributors to society.
Well, they're much more normal. They seem much more normal than you.
I mean, some people believe that's true, yes, in some respects.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
I don't
know. My son is writing, he's on the staff, there's a new show on CBS called Women Who Kill. And my son is on the writing staff of that, and he talks about, you know, you sit in the room, they have they have the writer's room, and they go through the scripts with the stars. And the stuff that goes on in there is that he talks about is hilarious, but also strange. Because think about actors and how strange they are. And then you think about people who are on the radio. The reason that we're on the radio is because we have things to say, and some of those things are strange. The reason we're successful. You and I have been on the radio for 50 years plus. And look at the things that we've done with our time on the radio and the people we've met and the things we've influenced. And a lot of it is just plain strange. Some of the music that we used to play, how strange was that stuff?
Well, you know what they say, people are strange.
I've heard that, yes. Wait a minute, there's somebody from the Doors.
When you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. People are strange when you're a stranger.
Morrison's dead, long live Harrison.
Morrison lives in France.
Does he really? No, he's over there with Elvis. Is he?
Yes.
Is he? Wow, really?
Yeah.
Time for us to get it. Do you want to keep this going, or shall I do a commercial?
I'm just fading off into the distance.
Okay.
Lose it.
Time. Well, we've had, this stuff is getting so serious, it's about time we lighten it up a little bit. I was just thinking about Jerry Nadler and Hillary on opposite sides. Nadler says there's got to be impeachment proceedings starting right away. And Hillary says, don't be so sure that this is... Remember, she was on the committee with Fred Thompson when Nixon there was an impeachment proceeding against him. And certainly she knows firsthand after the impeachment proceedings for her husband. And she says to the Democrats, look, you're crazy. Stop it. And one wonders...
There is only one way for people who do not like Donald Trump to get rid of him. Only one way.
Yep.
Vote on election day.
For somebody else. Yep.
And that's it. Elections. That's why we have elections. We've got to get out of the habit of trying to find reasons to impeach presidents or to
cripple them. 5 minutes after they get into office.
Right.
Right.
Time for us to think about getting healthy the correct way. Calitrin is a fabulous way because it's not doesn't involve dieting, doesn't involve drugs, doesn't involve stimulants. You'll look so much better, you'll feel so much better, you'll be healthier. This is healthy weight loss. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DGV code for great savings. Every week, Talkers produces a list of people to go along with the stories, the top 10 people. Actually, there are so many. I can just go through. They're really, the folks at Talkers have combined. It's really hard to narrow it down or to separate people out. So I would tell you that pretty much all the main politicians running for president are on the list, plus the Gang of Four and Donald Trump, all of that stuff. The two names of the people who were the shooters in El Paso and Dayton, I'm not going to use those names. I'm not interested in promoting them or what they did. Toni Morrison is on the list at number 10, and I think there's a good reason for that. Her passing and the impact she had on culture and society over her 88 years, very significant. A lot of people read her works and enjoyed her philosophy. So that's an important name. That's the story, the people list. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of August 5th through the 9th. An official list from Talkers Magazine of the top 10 items. No real surprises here. At number 10, violence in video games. Maybe that should be closer to the top of the list from my perspective anyway. The situation in Puerto Rico with the governor, number 9. Iran and the tension with the various sects, the Muslim sects there and with our country and the rest of the world, number 8. Number 7, the panic that has come as a result of what happened in El Paso and Dayton. Immigration reform in that situation, number 6. Presidential race, number 5. Trade war and stock market situation, number 4. Number 3, Trump and his visits to Dayton and El Paso. Number 2, gun control legislation. What do we do about that? Number 1, the shootings themselves. That's it. The list of the top 10 stories from Talkers this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. One of the things that Michael does every week in his long retinue of things is do his interview, the MH interview, mhinterview.com. This week you talked to Mike Siegel. Chuckle because Siegel's been around the horn for a long time. What did you find out from him?
Well, he certainly has been there from the beginning of the modern era, right after the Fairness Doctrine, and he was one of the original local muckrakers. Mm-hmm. He is a class of talk show hosts we don't see much anymore, and he's still out there, you know, doing his thing. It was fun to talk to him. Good guy.
He is fun. He's always been fun. He's one of those, he's completely oblivious to anything except what's going on in his frame of reference on the air. And that's one of the things he's so focused. That's why he's always been that way. So you want to hear about one of talk radio's great talk hosts, Mike Siegel, interviewed by Michael Harrison, mhinterview.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It does, and we have the services now of Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I like to spell his name incorrectly. W-I-S-E. He is a wise man. It's not the first time he's heard that. Actually, he's probably getting redundant. He's professor of law at Bentley University. No, it's never going to be redundant to call you a wise
man. No, it's when I get called. Well, some other things we can't say on the radio. Those I get.
Do they do reviews at Bentley of the profs, like student reviews? They have in some universities.
Oh,
like
absolutely. And the school really listens. I mean, they do this pretty much around the country, but this is a big deal. At the end of the semester, all of the students do detailed report cards reviews on the professors, and mm-hmm. they're told that we won't see them until after grades.
That's probably helpful. My daughter and her husband are profs at UCLA, and it's very interesting. My son tells me he reads the reviews all the time of him and her and how different they are. But it was news to me that they had, you know, sort of like Yelp for professors. You rate the profs online. It's another.
Oh, yeah. You should see some of them. They're entertaining, to say the least.
I'm betting that's the case. Speaking of what's online, as we review what goes on here, from your perspective as a lawyer, the legal ramifications of some of these stories, I wonder if somebody someday is going to wake up and try to hold some of these social media companies responsible in part in sort of a class action lawsuit against what they allow to be heard and or seen. I suppose, you know, it's like free speech, but people hide behind that now. And go ahead, tell me what you
think. Yeah, you know, it's very, very interesting. And as you know, one of the courses I teach is media law, and one of the initial tenets is that technology is always ahead of the law. And so, you know, you try and apply old theories of the law to new technology, and it needs to change. So at one time, the internet, and actually I shouldn't say at one time, still, these social media and websites and others are pretty much protected from any liability, for things that are posted by other people. But as we've seen, that really doesn't cut it anymore. And there have to be some kind of regulations. There's been talk of this, but Congress has, you know, Mark Twain again, the opposite of progress is Congress. And they really haven't looked into this well. And all too often, even when we've seen questioning of some of the CEOs of these tech companies, there is a lot of lack of knowledge in Congress. So
embarrassing. Those questions they asked of Zuckerberg when he was there a few months ago, they're like a bunch of dunderheads.
Yeah, you know, you almost feel Zuckerberg would go, listen, Professor, you know, listen, Senator, dumbass, don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
But it's critical. It's important. It has a large effect on many elements of and areas in society. So we do need regulation and responsibility when it comes to the post, what gets posted and not.
Yeah. So let's carry that one step further from your perspective, the violent videos. Video games. I've had a conversation with my colleagues about that. There's really no agreement. Well, it depends on who the colleague is, I guess, much as anything else. The people who are from red states will tell you there's no impact. People from blue states will tell you there is. And so there it goes. It once again becomes a political football, which ought not to be.
Yeah, and you know, here again, you need to really, the headlines when they analyze the studies that have been done about the effect of video games on people and whether they have violence, the headlines are often misleading, and this is again something studied quite a bit, and it does not appear that there is any kind of connection between the kind of violence and shootings that we've seen.
They can say that. I'm not buying it for a second.
Well, here's the thing, and there have been studies, and they show there is some increased aggressiveness, but here's another interesting aspect of it, and that is that it's the same amount if these kids were watching a Roadrunner cartoon or watching the news. And, you know, you're kind of saying, you know, it seems to you common sense that they get desensitized to this. And I actually agree with you. But I haven't seen a study yet, a scientific study yet, that really shows there's an elevation in significant violence or aggressiveness caused by video games. Some have even argued that it's cathartic, that they work it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't heard that one. That's really interesting. All right, good food for thought here. Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.